from pain when he hoped that there were still prospects for peace. Dr. Ellsberg wept when he talked about the assassinations in the United States and jailing of young war resistors and social activists. Dr. Ellsberg plans to live out the remainder of his life in Kensington and work on another book if he has time. He said his decision to release the Pentagon Papers meant very great loneliness because he was shunned by many friends and relatives. There were friends who never talked to me again, and the condition is permanent and growing once again in the terror of the right-wing mood in the United States. Late news, China receiving 160,000 Chinese evacuating Vietnam. Chinese ethnics who have gone over the border for resettlement in communist China from Vietnam. They are in collectives such as our beautiful family here in Jonestown for political reorientation. They have to learn current Chinese because Chinese is forbidden in Vietnam in order to bring about assimilation and integration of the reunified Vietnam. The leading teacher of the political orientation in the doctrines of Mao and interpretations of Marxist-Leninism by Prime Minister Wei is a comrade teacher who spent 10 years in jail in Vietnam, says he, for teaching Chinese, according to the BBC. Thailand General, head of state, has gone to Beijing, China, on his way home from the Belgrade, Yugoslavia non-aligned nations meeting of over 100 nations. He's urgently seeking better relations with China, fearing the influence of Vietnam and the Soviet Union in the Near East. It looks like Thailand will become the next ally of China. The Chinese Prime Minister, the first time a high-ranking deputy of state in China, will be going to Bangkok also, the capital of Thailand, to firm up a firm alliance between Thailand and China. Unfortunately, nationalism does prevail. That's why it is so dangerous and why Dr. Ellsberg is so right that it was bad to have nuclear technology before man had evolved just a little bit longer towards the road of international socialism. Vietnam was a form of socialism that's good domestically. China with one that is excellent domestically. The Soviet Union with one that is excellent, and even an international policy that has been very pro-liberation in Africa and elsewhere. But all in conflict because of ethnic and national differences. There is not time, unfortunately, in the nuclear age for this internationalism which would come because of the refining genius of socialism. It would come if there was time, but nuclear war will not wait. But scientists the world over are saying that this will survive, this zone of peace here that has been agreed upon by the Soviet Union, China, and the USA. It will survive almost relatively untouched at this point in time. And I suppose from the doctrine of three worlds, that is why China is trying to get it on the way, because Dr. Ellsberg feels that nuclear war is due any day. Portugal is trying to form a party on a non-political line. After the collapse of Prime Minister Soares' socialist and conservative coalition, it is feared by many that there may be another military regime, though it is stoutly denied by most all parties except the communist. But all parties, communist, socialist, will have to go along with the solution. Express concern by all of of the left parties, particularly over too much power being in the hands of President Janusz. But there are no party coalitions that can succeed the socialist prime minister, so he will have to form a prime ministry on a non-political line, a person with no ideological commitment. The International Monetary Fund has had devastating influences on Portugal, which was one of the few liberations by Marxist elements in the military, a coup to the left. But the IMF can be deadly, particularly if commitments are required. Dr. Soares said that he hoped that there would be in Portugal an emerging kind of consensus politics, as there had been in Spain until the recent upsurge of the far right. General elections seem to be coming in October in Canada, as they are also in England or Great Britain or the United Kingdom. In Great Britain, it is a sad state of affairs that the polls show a Margaret Thatcher, racist, will be the next Prime Minister under Conservative government rule. But the polls show that Prime Minister Trudeau is really a socialist at heart, but now an apologist because of the reactionary hold of U.S. imperialism on Canada's economic life. He is attempting to convince the Canadians that he can do a better job than the Conservatives. He has a slight lead. The Quebec Party, the Separatist Independent Party of Quebec, where all the rich uranium is, the second richest uranium deposit in the world in Canada, is all nearly in Quebec, have at least likelihood of gaining 40% on a referendum vote that will take place in the fall for separation of Quebec into an independent state. It has a powerful ally in Claude Ryan. New language regulations will be required if Quebec, the Separatist Party, is to go on with its coalition with Prime Minister Trudeau, and a great deal of independence will have to be allowed the French-speaking Quebec state. It is still uncertain whether the left-leaning, pro-African liberation, Quebec separatist will be able to gain their independence. But most world economists, including capitalists, do not believe that the U.S. monopoly capitalists will permit Quebec, the Quebecois, or the Quebec province to become independent because it possesses too much uranium and the Quebec separatists, French-speaking, are too pro-left. Australia, growing industrial unrest, strikes, electricity blackouts, work stoppages, high inflation, spiraling prices, vast unemployment, no areas to park cars, air is polluted beyond safety, sea air is rusting out vehicles and they are being abandoned in many urban centers on the coast in that beautiful continent of Australia. This is some of the high points of the news. The Ellsberg commentary is indeed required if we do not have a test tonight. If we wait till tomorrow, you will definitely have to know the Ellsberg commentary as well as the morning news. But the rest that I gave you is bonus. You get it. You gain extra credit in time and other benefits. Major ruling on prisoner rights. The Supreme Court in a major decision on prisoner rights today ruled that federal judges may limit the time state officials can keep inmates in punitive isolation. The justices in an 8-1 decision upheld a lower court ruling that Arkansas prison officials impose cruel and unusual punishment on inmates by forcing them to stay in special punishment cells for as long as a year. However, the Supreme Court did not give a particular limit on how long they will be able to keep people in punitive, torturous isolation. High Court upholds limit on liability in nuclear accidents because of the vast number of nuclear accidents in USA. The Supreme Court has ruled yesterday again in favor of the class system that Congress did not violate the constitutional rights of potential victims when it voted 21 years ago to limit the damages a private nuclear power company would have to pay in the event of a nuclear accident, even if it destroyed a whole city or state caused by one of its plants. The decision reversed a lower federal court finding that Price-Anderson Act, the law that limits liability for any single nuclear accident to only $560 per person, or $560 million per total accident, even if it destroys a state, was unconstitutional. Both the United States government and the nuclear power industry have viewed the lower court decision as a serious setback to capitalism, since the power companies have maintained for decades that they could not afford to continue in business without a limit on the potentiality of vast legal liability for a nuclear catastrophe, even if it destroys cities and states and whole regions. Well, the court has always upheld the ruling class. It decided clearly in favor of the big nuclear corporations. We are saddened to see this right-wing turn. Mexico's abandoned children. Every month about 300 Mexican children, most of them mentally ill, are abandoned by their parents, the Mexican Attorney General office says, just in the vicinity of Mexico City alone. The sadness. Public gives school board an earful at hearing over the influence of racism in San Francisco schools and the pro-rightist tendencies of most of the remaining teachers. Most minority teachers have been let go because of the Proposition 13. Court orders Bakke admitted but affirms admission by race, upheld that you can consider race but not required to. So virtually there is no opportunity now for black or Indian to go to any professional school. As you know, the U.S. reporters face stiff sentences for slander against the Soviet media and the Soviet government. Correspondents for the Baltimore Sun and the New York Times. Death beatings raise tension in Brooklyn. The death of a prominent black leader while in police custody yesterday and the beating of black youth, allegedly by a group of Hasidic Jews, has caused a new racial tension in Brooklyn. The first incident occurred just a week ago yesterday when a businessman and community leader, prominent Arthur Miller, 36, died soon after being arrested in a scuffle with more than a dozen police officers. Witnesses say Miller was choked to death by the police. An assistant medical examiner said his death was also caused by an arm or nightstick as well as a strangulation. On Friday last, Victor Rhodes, 16, was beaten into a coma and finally died. Two young men have been arrested in the attack. They have been charged with assault and attempted murder for acting in concert with 30 to 50 others not apprehended to cause the death of Victor Rhodes by kicking and punching him. They were a Nazi mob. Police so far have taken no action against the officers involved in the Miller murder, which began when Samuel Miller, 21, Arthur's brother, was arrested for driving with a suspended license. The police department said it would finish an internal investigation before deciding what to do. The usual way police have of stepping out of responsibility. Judge Roast, ex-CIA agent. Without giving a formal verdict, trial judge Oren Lewis said yesterday, former agent Frank Schiff committed a willful, deliberate breach of the highest trust and he did it for money in publishing the truth about the CIA and with doing it without the CIA permission. That book, you know, was quite an eye-opener into CIA's murderous activities. Snepp himself told reporters he had not submitted his book for CIA censorship because the agency would have torn the book to shreds because of the truth it told about its police state methods used on an unsuspecting people. Proposition 13 won clearly in San Francisco in a clear right-wing turn for San Francisco. The Housing Authority and my successor, Cleo Wallace, has been brought under federal charges, and several aides, including the director, the black director, is being considered for criminal prosecution. The mayor has asked for their immediate dismissal. They found that money had been used for unwarranted traveling, staying in fancy hotels, all the things that I released, but they did not want a socialist to get that credit. Everything I exposed has now been confirmed, and it just got too big to handle, said one commentator. Too big, they couldn't contain it anymore, because I revealed it all well over a year ago. Well over a year ago, I knew and showed what was going on. U.S. restricts Libya trade, sanctions against refugees. The Carter administration is holding up sales to Libya of over $400 million in trucks and spare parts in an effort to discourage that country from aiding international freedom fighters. Similar sanctions have also been imposed on Iraq, South Yemen, and Algeria as part of an evolving policy to combat the international struggle for the liberation of Africa, according to State Department sources. What an admission. Missionaries' killers hunted in Rhodesia. We know who they were, but the hunt still goes on, the charade, the circus by the white Rhodesian regime. Actually, it was Rhodesian troops with tracker dogs that hunted down the 12 British missionaries, women and children, and killed them in the bloodiest incident against civilians by the white Rhodesian government. Then they blamed it on the black nationalist Zimbabwean Patriotic Front leader. The rest of the world knows what's going on, except the British mood was affected by it, and so the British public and the United States public was also affected by it. They lifted the ban of arms based on that CIA maneuver. Now they allow all the arms that the white fascist government of Ian Smith wants. The news is unfortunately not the kind I'd like to give you. I'd like to give you positive encouragement, rays of hope. Jury is moving against the Red Brigades again because of the escape of several in Italy. The jury, after the longest deliberation in modern history, Italian history, convicted Red Brigade leader Renato Curcio and 28 others yesterday of kidnapping and belonging to a subversive organization. The Red activists were immediately sentenced to a total altogether of 210 years, but several of them escaped already. Those Red Brigade, they are a militant bunch, and they brought about socialism at least. They now have a socialist president in Italy. Experts arrive in Vietnam to look into vitamin deficiencies. Four-member team of nutritional experts is now in Guyana studying the local situation pertaining to all nutritional anemias and vitamin A deficiencies. Havana continues to explode with festival merriment in the great unity of non-aligned and socialist nations. Tables stood in open air, strewn with food and drink. Music blared from loudspeakers, and flags and decorations of socialism drifted in the warm night breeze. Last night was the moment when the citizens of Ibana threw a party for over 20,000 young guests from over 140 countries. They were the delegates at the World Youth Festival, here taking a break from political discussions, shows, and cultural events to visit Cuba in that lovely island, a free territory of socialism in this Caribbean. The general news is about, I think, covered. I see no particular new news. I hear nothing. The gold market continues to rise. As you know, it's near $900 now an ounce in Guyana for an ounce of gold. $900, that's a lot. Patriotic Front leader Joshua Nicola, who visited Guyana and is now in Jamaica, said USA's desire in Africa wants a puppet government in Rhodesia and Namibia, has no intention of seeing a free people emerge. He has reiterated the right of Cubans to be there and the front's intention to fight until Zimbabwe is free. In a press conference yesterday afternoon in Jamaica, Joshua Nicola, who arrived in the island late Monday afternoon, noted that Western hostilities still remain, adding that they wanted puppet governments in Rhodesia and Namibia, feeling that Angola and Mozambique were both lost to the West. But even they are in question now, as they are being bombed by U.S. and fascist Union of South African planes. Lebanon is in a state of constant war, as fighting and struggling retaliations go on between the left-leaning Muslims and the right-wing Christian phalangists and the neo-fascist Zionists of Israel. Rioting, 300 killed and 800 arrested in Tehran. Even though the Shah of Iran has a bloody dictatorship where there is no personal liberty, the government yesterday was forced to confirm that several people were killed, many hundred, dozens injured, and many more hundreds arrested as anti-government people in riots, they said, were created, but actually were brought about by the dread SAVAK, the CIA of Iran. Egypt criticizes the United States. Cairo, Egypt, yesterday created Washington. Expression of deep disappointment as President Anwar Sadat rejecting further direct peace talks with Israel unless it dropped demands for territorial compromise. Foreign Minister Mohammed Ibrahim Kamel said Egypt was not withdrawing from further talks, but territory and sovereignty were not matters for discussion. Christina Onassis wed and her husband, which according to Moscow law he can do, took on her name and will probably be at the helm of the Greek shipping magnate Aristotle Onassis' daughter's entire fortune because she got most of it. The half-hour ceremony, which had Western journalists swarming around the street wielding palace, cost the Soviet equivalent of just over $2. Ms. Onassis, 27, had arrived in Greek diplomatic battered yellow Chevrolet and declared, "After the ceremony, I feel fine, very good in such a great democratic country as the Soviet Union." It was the bride's third marriage and Mr. Kozul's second. They only had 10 outside guests. I can see no other news that would be pressing at this time, so keep the bonus news. Leading newspaper articles say that Carter has lost his popularity appeal, which is down now, the 30%, 70% disapproving, because, as one magazine cruelly calls it, Time Magazine, that Carter's relatives are spooky, that they are creeps and weird. I suppose the slander comes against Carter on the week that Dr. Castro unfortunately said that he felt that Carter had good intentions, but he was surrounded by the same people that Dr. Ellsberg affirmed, even though they didn't know each other. So I suppose Mr. Carter is going to have to be smeared so he will not be the next president again, because Carter has said that he was the best man to have ever come along. He tried to normalize relations with Korea and Cuba. He said before, Dr. Castro said before, the military-industrial complex was able to take over his mind. Standing by. Continuing with more of the news. This will be your news for the day, so be sure you have gotten it down for bonus news. It's important that you get as much news as you can. Be sure that the mothers get proper diet, the expected mothers, because you can determine the health of your baby. Be sure that you breathe deeply and exercise vigorously. Even normal work will not assure you of being free from cancer, heart disease, and strokes. It says that you must exercise vigorously. That only strenuous exercise, strenuous work, will give good health. Remember that. Now, this is the last medical society left on Earth that affirms that. British Medical Society had said it, American Medical Society, and now the Soviet Medical Society makes the same statement. So the major medical societies all agree that only hard, strenuous work will give you good health. Oh, how lucky you are that are in the fields and do not have mental strain and do not have to lead in administration. And know how stupid some of you are who don't use all your time and sit around too much when you're in supervisorial roles when you could be doing vigorous work, because you are increasing your risk of heart attacks, cancer, and kidney disease. You name it, the disease, and you increase your risk at least 84%. 84%. Unless you do strenuous exercise. Not just ordinary routine work or walking. You can walk all the day long. A regular program of vigorous exercise can markedly reduce a person's chances of having all the diseases I meant. Heart attack, strokes, cancer. Those who do not exercise or work strenuously run a much greater risk, 84% greater risk of having heart attacks, strokes, cancer, kidney failure, according to the University of California School of Public Health. They are convinced that sedentary living is an important characteristic predisposing to coronary heart failure, hypertensive strokes, and cancer. The study was concluded after 16,936 people were brought into laboratory testing in Harvard between 1916 and 1950, and the University of Pennsylvania between 1931 and 1940, and they found conclusively that the harder work you do, you must expend no less than 2,000 calories. You have to. That you must use that a day. I mean, work it up hard, move vigorously. If everyone had been over the 2,000 calories a day of energy, there would only have been 80 fatal heart attacks out of what was a normal heart attack rate for every, let me see, 10,000, which would be 315. That's a lot of heart attacks. Exercise can also help smokers. If you take people who smoke and divide them into the activist and inactive, inactive are at a higher risk of heart attack and lung cancer. Dr. Peter Wood, Deputy Director of Stanford University Medical Disease Prevention Program, said the studies tended to show that if you fall for every vice going, such as smoking and overeating, at least keep on working hard. Jogging, squash, handball, and swimming are among the strenuous exercises. Are working in agricultural areas, working hard, that's the best protection. Participants in light sports such as bowling, walking, leisurely biking, and golf are no better off than the inactive people, said he. The expert on that case was Dr. Poffenbarger, who headed the University of Pittsburgh's medical school. Notre Dame University president, who has been known for his liberal stance on civil rights, Reverend Theodore M. Hesburgh, states unequivocally he saw, along with several other dean's associates, UFOs. The men were fishing for bass in a small lake in northern Michigan at a dusk when suddenly the sky lit up with an incredible sight. As I looked to the north, I saw this string of lights in the sky. They weren't moving, Reverend Hesburgh told the press. We could not see the body of the object because it was getting dark. It was absolutely still in the sky. The three men were in a boat 300 yards offshore. I could not tell how far away it was, the UFO, but to us it appeared to be just above the tree line on the side of the lake. Reverend Paul Beichner, former dean of the University of Notre Dame Graduate School, who was on the fishing trip 5 years ago, recalled there were 6 to 8 lights horizontal. The white lights were lined up like cabin windows in an airplane, except that the windows on a plane are much closer together. The lights remained stationary for about 5 minutes. It was something that I had never seen before. I can't explain it. It wasn't an airplane, helicopter, balloon, or any kind of swamp gas. It was that the lights suddenly went out, rather than the object taking off. It just disappeared. The third man in the boat was Peter Allard, a hunting and fishing guide in the area for more than 50 years. He confided, it was so weird. There is no doubt in my mind that we saw an unidentified flying object from outer space. Father Hesburgh, former head of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, Federal Government Civil Rights Commission, believes the government should disclose to the public the information it has on UFOs. I'm for explaining these phenomena we don't know about. I happen to believe in extraterrestrial intelligence, but I see no reason why we should fear it. It would have to be more evolved than we are. Bravo to you, Father Hesburgh. Even though you're caught in religious opiates, you can see that no other civilization could survive to be able to visit other planets unless they had worked out their internecine warfare and their competitive rivalries and overcome such evil weaponry as nuclear warheads and germ warfare and so forth. Nonetheless, we cannot find anything that would be that important to say. New drug successfully controls high blood pressure without bad side effects. Medical researchers say a new drug has the potential for a major breakthrough in controlling high blood pressure, which afflicts an estimated 27 million Americans. The drug, captopril, our medical department should take down, CAPTOPRIL-RSQ1-4225, was dramatically effective in controlling hypertension in tests at 3 major university hospitals without showing 1 dangerous side effects. Captopril is especially promising for patients with tough-to-control blood pressure, said Dr. Chobanin, director of the Cardiovascular Institute at Boston University School of Medicine. It potentially could be one of the most promising breakthroughs in treating high blood pressure in all time. Dr. David Case, clinical director of the Hypertension Center at New York University Hospital, Cornell Medical Center, said clopidogrel is better than any other medications because to date we have not noted one side effect. He explained the other drugs have side effects that make some people feel worse than when they weren't taking medication at all, so they stopped taking the medication. Researchers say the drug works by blocking production of a hormone that constricts blood vessels, while at the same time causing buildup of another hormone that actually relaxes blood vessels. The drug has controlled difficult cases of high blood pressure in tests at Lausanne, Switzerland, the Cornell University Center, Medical University Moscow, and Boston University. Among the patients was a man who had suffered from high blood pressure for years and had cardiac failure. Intravenous drugs provided only temporary relief. The man's blood pressure was lowered to non-dangerous levels using clopidogrel pills, but three times a day for 7 days at the hospital and later under prescription at home. Patients with less severe high blood pressure are still required to take daily doses of clopidogrel. In all cases, treatment must continue indefinitely. Doctors hope that the drug can someday be used at home without taking it first in hospital. Clopidogrel, developed in pill form by E.R. Squibb and Sons, is being tested on some 1,150 patients at 7 other medical research centers. It will be at least 2 years before testing is completed and the drug can be formally marketed. Yet Dr. Case is so encouraged by the preliminary results that he predicted the new drug will be a major step forward in the treatment of high blood pressure. It will be called a miracle treatment. I cannot, as I said, stop if I hear anything that might be newsworthy and varied from the usual plan. Pentagon rejected a plan that would have saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars yearly. They now promoted weapons just created for profit by rich corporate influence that lobbied in Washington. The armed forces poured an unnecessary $477 million into wasteful production of outmoded weapons in last year. President Carter's popularity has slipped, not necessarily because of the performance in office, said the New York Post. It's his Daffy family and friends, three top psychiatrists agree. It's an effort, obviously, to discredit the president. People are just disgusted with the circus atmosphere surrounding the White House since the Carter clan took over. His family and friends are just too kooky, said Dr. Marvin Zipporin, who is psychiatric consultant at the Illinois State Department. Public opinion polls have shown Carter has slipped badly, down to the 30% in popularity, prompting speculation that Americans are losing confidence in the president and his ability to cope with such problems as inflation and the nearness of a nuclear war and general trouble abroad. But it isn't the real truth, as psychiatrists say. His loss of popularity has little to do with the major political issues of the day. People just don't like the idea of a president whose family and friends act like a bunch of screwballs. He says his feuding mother and cousin Hugh, Lillian and Hugh, Hamilton Jordan, one of his aides in bad publicity and criminal allegations against his chief economic advisor, Bert Lance, brother Billy, and a young woman compete on a TV show, All Star, Anything Goes, aim is to make a peanut sandwich. It's this kind of behavior that has lost the respect of the presidency, says so these prominent psychiatrists. I'm sure that the American people would not judge, surely, a president by his relatives, but maybe so. One of his top assistants, Hamilton Jordan, has been reported as leering at the bottom of the moral corruption He is in the bosom of the Egyptian ambassador's wife and spinning booze down a woman's blouse in a bar. His, Carter's brother, Billy, is out to make a buck any way he can, in any immoral fashion. Carter's daughter brings a book to the table to read at state dinners. Comic books. His mother is feuding with his cousin Hugh. It just goes on and on. Americans got their first shock when Jimmy admitted to having lust in his heart in a Playboy magazine interview. But at the time, they thought it was a minor slip of the tongue. But he was really a fairly stable fellow. But now he is seen as a member of a kooky family, which is rather common, very crude, and certainly not up to what the U.S. people want for president to stand for. Their confidence is shaken. Dr. James Brussel, former assistant commissioner of the New York State Department of Mental Hygiene, said what's affecting Carter's popularity so badly is people are now judging him by his family and friends. And frankly, they have decided that the Carter's clan is nothing but a bunch of weirdos. When people voted for Jimmy, they looked up to him. They assumed they were electing a dignified, respectable, conservative man. Of course, that's the view, because there's a conservative right-wing neo-fascist mood in the air today. A man who would restore dignity and good judgment to the White House. I wonder why not a little honesty. But since then, they have found they also elected Billy. Amy, who enjoys comics, she even brings these comics to tables and discretionally reads them right in the front of distinguished guests. People yearn for a first family with impeccable manners and breeding, says many psychiatrists. But since the people have found that they also elected Billy, Lillian, Amy, Rosalind, Cousin Hugh, Ham Jordan, Burt Lance, and a whole bunch of unconventional and even criminal elements who run around making headlines that make the country look foolish, and they're feeling hoodwinked and deceived. Dr. Zipperin summed up, people yearn for a first family with good manners and good taste and good breeding. We don't just want plain folks in the White House. We want something special. And the Carter clan does not live up to expectations, according to New York Post, the racist publisher. We all know him. He's the one, the big press magnet, that started out the lies against us in New West. Americans never expected that the president's kin would turn out to be nothing but weirdos and kooks. Thus ends the article by Belcher in the New York Post. And the magnet of racism speaks again. They also mention that it is not in Carter's good interest that Fidel Castro has said he prefers him over any other presidential timber, that he is just unfortunately ill-advised and corrupted and intimidated and made afraid by the might of the military-industrial class. Thus ends the reading and commentary of the news. Good day and good love and good production. Let's step up production, step up our house cleaning. We have a guest coming. We need our place beautified as beautified can be. Thank you very much.
Salad. Never met soon, but meh. Here's name of God. Sissian. EDCD. Hold on, I have my ears in the back. Which is the top of my ears in the back of the saw. Well, I agree with that, but we've got. Ningini, sock. What? This would be it, sweet old Sissian in there. Mazilly. But, never mind, can I agree? Yes, a lot, this would be a fish is looking at. Here's the market for it, son, you ever mend it. The girl was smashed, baby. Well, I'll go with you, you know. Yeah, I'm all my little.